Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now we'll listen to today's story. The title of the story is The Beggar King. Let's start. Once a country was ruled by a king who had no son to succeed to the throne. Since the king was getting old, he wanted to select a suitable heir to rule the country. The king sent out notices throughout his country. The notices invited every qualified young man in the country for an interview with the king. The only qualification for the candidate was that they should have immense love for their fellow human beings. Every young man across the country was very excited at the possibilities of being the ruler of the country. A poor young man from a remote village also read the notice and started to prepare for an interview with the king. The man was a kind, hard-working lad, but he was very poor due to various circumstances. The man had no good clothes to be presentable in the sight of the king. So the young man worked really hard and saved some money to buy him proper clothes and supplies to support him for a long journey to the palace. After he got his supplies and a proper attire for the interview, the young man set out on his quest. He traveled many days and hard and had almost completed the journey when he came upon a poor beggar by the side of the road. The poor beggar sat trembling in the cold, covered only in tattered rags. The beggar extended his arms and pleaded for help. His weak voice croaked, "I'm hungry and cold. Please help me, sir." The young man was so moved by the pathetic condition of the beggar that he immediately stripped his new attire and offered it to him. He also provided him with his very limited food he had carried for the journey. The beggar thanked the man immensely. Since the man had given up his good clothes to the beggar, he was a bit hesitant to go for the interview. He, however, gathered enough courage to enter the palace in his old dirty clothes. Upon his arrival at the palace, the king's attendants showed him the way to the great hall. The young man bowed low as the king entered the room. When he raised his eyes, he gasped in astonishment as he noticed that the king looked very similar. The beggar he met on the way. Yeah, the king saw the shock in the man's eye and said, "Yes, I was the beggar you met on your way." "But why did you dress up like a beggar? You are the king." "Well then, why did you do this to me?" the young man stammered after gaining some composure. "Because I had to be sure that you had a good heart and you genuinely love your fellow human beings," said the king. "I knew that if I came to you as king, you would have done anything to impress me. But that way, I would never have known what is truly in your heart. Beggar had nothing to offer you. The generosity and love to the one in need without expecting anything in return is the sign of a great heart. You have proved that you are the right person to be my successor," promised the king. "Kindness is more important than wisdom, and the recognition of this is the beginning of wisdom." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the necessity of helping the poor. According to Quranic indications and Quranic injunctions, people are not expected, people are instructed to be patient with losing something and not feeling proud for having some gains, because all of these losings and gainings are transitory. At the same time, we find that, I mean, this the condition of receiving some gains in this transitory worldly life is just a test for the rich. For example, imagine someone has, for example, 6 houses in a city. Well, he doesn't need more than 1 house to live in. He can help other people, I mean, the poor, I mean, with letting other people take shelter in other houses of his. Or, for example, when someone has a car and is driving his car from another, from one place to another, and on the roadside, he notices some people waiting for a car to take them some way. It's a kind of being cooperative to other people to take one or two of those people who are standing by the roadside, you know, to help them get closer to, I mean, their destination. At the same time, we find that it's really, I mean, people shouldn't feel that if they've been provided with some wealth, they would regard it as a special favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. Rather, all of these gainings and losings should be regarded as tests, I mean, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the rich and also for the poor. I mean, all people are constantly being put on test by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So moment by moment, we have to think about, I mean, not losing this opportunity of being alert enough not to go on our own way. I mean, everybody is expected to be considerate of being the, I mean, being aware that, I mean, no moment in our life we are without being tested, whether we are in a good state or, for example, we've been afflicted with, for example, any grief or any kind of, for example, mishap. The Holy Quran says, "Kalla inna al-insana la yatgha an ra'ahu istaghna." Certainly, some people, or people in general, or mankind, feels proud whenever he finds himself not in need of other people, not in need of the help of other people. At the same time, the Holy Quran says, "Wallahu la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur." Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, I mean, the proud people, I mean, people who have a sense of pride, I mean, in taking pride over some of the gainings, I mean, against other people. So we find that, I mean, wise people should consider that, I mean, all of these, I mean, wealth, money or job positions, or for example, any permanent state, or I mean, any permanence in one's, for example, in one's own favorable situation, all of them are tests from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the poor. I mean, for everybody, and especially for the poor. And then, at the same time, we find that everybody is expected, I mean, everybody is expected to pay some alms every day. And, I mean, apparently simple and not considerable little amount of money, when it's collected after some time, it must be given, I mean, the whole money should be given to the poor in order to help them. Not only, I mean, financial help, but sometimes, for example, helping other people with other things certainly removes mishaps from those people who have developed this good sense of helping the poor. And this is because we are not living alone. We are human beings. We are not hard-hearted. Rather, we are, I mean, men who are expected to who are expected to be considerate of the rights of other people and the needs of other people. If everybody in his workplace, in his community, thinks well about the right of other people, the right of other human beings, that they must have their needs well fulfilled, in that case, we find that we will, in the long run, come up with a moral community in which almost no aggression and no suppression would be committed. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ana bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.